Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We're going to return now to the ongoing Public Accounts Committee, which is hearing again from representatives of RTE and the RTE board. We have a couple of clips to bring you. I want to start though with this. This is from just a couple of minutes ago. Labour's Alan Kelly raised this issue, which others have criticised as well, of RTE being too slow with the documents they've been providing to the committee. Have a listen.
Confused them everywhere. Seriously, for the public looking in here, we're trying to do a job, and like, I feel like with these committee members, we're nearly living together. We've been at this for so long, and it's actually now more confusing than it ever was. And I've gone through every documentation up and down, in and out, and I have to say, like, I've had six or seven members of the media on to me in the last 20 minutes saying we've had these documents for a good while. These new documents that we haven't even seen. I still haven't even seen them. Oh, they've been WhatsApped to me by half the journal.
Can you start right at the... Because I've asked the staff to go back through this, OK? And the emails...
Hold my clock, will you?
The emails of the 19th of April, the 3rd, 4th and 5th of May were received and circulated on Monday. The email of the 25th of April hasn't been received.
Yeah.
That's
the one I'm on.
Okay.
That's kind of a critical one.
Just clarify that. That is the critical one.
The email of this is the email of the 25th, which I read out today, Chair.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, Deputy Kelly, I would apologise that has been brought today.
Okay, yeah, but can I just say this? It's like saying, you know, you provided care and you forgot the engine. Like, it's pretty critical component. If an FOI officer did this inside an estate organisation, now they'd get, you know, be a big issue. This isn't good enough.
Now, the Fianna Fáil deputy Paul McAuliffe raised an email which was sent by Breda O'Keefe on the 20th of February, and he questioned if that constituted a commitment by RTE to underwrite this Renault deal we've heard so much about. And he put that to Paula Mullooly, RTE's Director of Legal Affairs. Here's the exchange.
The only written evidence is her own words that says we can provide a side letter to underwrite this fee for the duration of the contract. That's the only evidence this committee has before us. That would appear to be contradictory to what you're saying. Yeah. It would appear to be for the entire duration, and it would appear that Ms. O'Keefe conceded that point on behalf of RTE in the negotiations as early as that date of that email.
I think I can provide clarity on this just because there is repeated confusion around it. There is the email of the 20th of February. After that email, Noel Kelly management send in a draft letter, which is in effect an underwriting agreement. That letter is not signed. It is never signed. Why is it not signed? It is not signed because there is pushback in respect of the underwriting of this agreement.
But Ms. Lee, that is contrary to the written email in red, the words of Ms. O'Keefe, and we can't contest them here because she's not here, where she says, we will underwrite the agreement.
But the reality is, it is not underwritten at that point.
That's not my question. My question was, do you agree that it was conceded by RTE on behalf by Ms. O'Keefe?
No, I do not agree. No.
Well, let's hear a bit more now on other issues, because earlier Deputy Colin Burke asked the Director General, Kevin Backhurst, if Ryan Tubridy is currently being paid by RTE.
We're currently... We have to be in continued discussions with Mr. Tubridy's agent about that, because clearly he's not doing his TV programme anymore. He should be available for radio, so we have not settled on exactly what he should be being paid at the moment, but we'll be paying him the appropriate amount once we've finished.
Are you saying that there is no salary being currently paid?
As of this week, no.
No,
because we need to agree what that level of that is.
But it's as and from this week only.
As I understand it, the latest invoice came in this week, and my advice is we need to decide exactly what we're paying him, because he's not doing his past duties anymore. So that's currently a process going on.
And a few moments ago, Alan Kelly asked Kevin Backhurst if he believed that Ryan Tubridy had taken a 20% pay cut. And Mr. Backhurst responded that figures can be used in many different ways. Let's hear that exchange.
So Mr. Tubridy said there were seven mistruths. Do you accept his evidence that there were seven mistruths?
Well, I might turn to...
No, I'm asking you.
You're asking me? No, I don't.
You don't accept what he said? No. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing, and thanks for being so direct, I appreciate it. The second part of it is this. Do you accept, he said he took a 20% pay cut. Do you accept that that is accurate? Because I don't.
I think you can use figures in whichever way you want to use them. And when do you say you've taken the 20% pay cut from? What does it include?
Let's call real money, real taxpayers, who's paying what. In totality, do you think it's true that he took a 20% pay cut?
I don't want to say he's not telling the truth. All I'm saying is you can use figures the way you want. Let's put it this way.
Do you think it's accurate that there was a 20% pay cut taken by that presenter?
He took a significant pay cut. That's undoubtedly true.
I'm not saying that.
I wouldn't want to say yes or no 20% because I haven't got my calculator.
Well, Deputy Alan Dillon questioned Kevin Backhurst on whether Ryan Tubridy and Noel Kelly's evidence might have damaged the relationship with RTE and what impact that might have on his return to radio.
Can I ask Mr. Backhurst, Mr. Tubridy and Mr. Kelly's criticism of RTE during that hearing, will it impact the possibility of repairing any relationships?
I think some... RTE has laid itself open to criticism, and I'm quite thick-skinned, and I think that some of the criticism they made that I heard...
Was it justified?
I think some of it was justified, yes. Some of it was justified. You know, how it's played with staff within RTE, I'm starting to get a feel for that.
Will there be consequences?
I don't want to say there'll be consequences. It's not about a punishment thing. This is about doing the right and fair thing for the future of RTE and the future of Ryan Tubridy. And, you know, I don't want to rush into that in the next hours or couple of days. I think we need to take time to get that properly done and to be fair to Mr. Tubridy, but do the right thing for RTE.
Okay, so the Public Accounts Committee is underway still as we speak. And if anything emerges from there, anything further that we need to bring you, we certainly will. But up next, Crea will be with us singing once again.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.